are still alive. Okay? Even there are lots of car stuck in the street. And thank you, Brother John, and we see there for accommodating us in your wonderful house. And thank you. And praise the Lord. You know, in Toronto, we have like this fellowship. We call it House of Prayer Service. And because in Toronto, very expensive when you rent a place. I think 1,000 per, or 800 per use, or 500 per Sunday. But praise the Lord, we have a house like this so that we can keep on doing the Word of God, okay? So since it's still month of October, this month of October is Thanksgiving month. In fact, in the Philippines, every October, we appreciate the pastors, the missionaries. We call it Pastors and Missionaries Appreciation. That's why all churches in the Philippines, local Baptist churches, they have the program just to appreciate their pastor. They give some token of thanksgiving. They have a program just to appreciate their leader as a pastor. Because in Hebrews chapter 13, if you will just to remember the verse in the Bible about the leader or the pastor, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, the Bible said here, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who had spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." So I praise the Lord. You know, many churches, they recognize, they remember the one who rule over them. It means spiritual father. That's why every October, they call it Pastor's Appreciation Month. And it's also here in Canada, we call it Thanksgiving Day. Okay, so we will, our short devotion, short message only, is about why Thanksgiving is important as a believer. Because this month of October is Thanksgiving month. If you will open, please, your Bible in Isaiah chapter 12. Good evening also to all our viewer in our live stream. Thank you for your watching. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. "And in the day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted." Wow. "Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." So in this passage, the Bible encourages us to praise the Lord, to exalt and declare his doings among the people. That's why every time somebody asks you, how are you, sir? Just say, praise the Lord, I'm good. Praise the Lord by God's grace. So we are the instrument. We are God's ambassador. So that people outside there, people who is non-Christian, they can see to us that we are praising the Lord. Okay? And in Psalms chapter 136, okay? Psalms 136, verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is what? Good. For His mercy endureth forever. So, thanksgiving in the Bible means to respond to God's goodness and grace with gratitude. We are talking before with Brother Josh, Brother Joseph, while they are eating, that in the Philippines, there are big difference between the rich and the poor. And there are lots of people, no, they want to come here in Canada, U.S. If you go to the Philippines, there are long line line in the immigration just to come to U.S. or Canada. That's why I always tell to the Filipinos there in Toronto, you need to be thankful that God bring you here in Canada. Of course, there are lots of challenges here in Canada. So thanksgiving in the Bible means to respond to God's goodness and grace with gratitude. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, okay, this is a reminder for every Christians. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, I know you know this verse. The Bible said, in everything, give thanks. For what? This is the will of God. So it means if we will always give thanks, the fact that in the morning we woke up, oh Lord, thank you, Lord, for another day. No? The question is why some people or believers, it's difficult to be, to them, to be thankful. No? Why they are very hard to them, for them to be thankful. There are some factors why some Christians are not thankful. There are lots of murmurings. There are lots of complaints. Number one, according in my study, number one reason, because not trusting fully in God's faithfulness. The reason why they are not 100% thankful and grateful, because they really not trust the Lord fully in their heart. No? Very clear in Jeremiah chapter 17, this is our life verse as a foreign missionaries. When we surrender our lives in a foreign mission, we ask the Lord with my wife, oh God, give me a verse. Give me a verse. I think a preacher, when they come here in Musjo 1982, he has also a Bible verse with his wife so that they can be assured that the Lord called them here in Musjo place. And when the Lord called us, you know, amen, we smell. We have a verse, no, that we need to hold this verse so that all worries that Satan wants to put in our minds will cover this verse. And this is our verse I want to share to you in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as tree planted by the waters, and as spreaded out of the roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding. You know, we hold this promise. We just only trust the Lord. When we came here in Canada, when we entered Canada 2018, until now, God provide our needs. Because very clear in the Bible, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. We believe, oh, Brother Joseph, everything belongs to God. Our work, house, and everything. Actually, we just only 4 years here in Canada. I count that we have more than 10 times moving, different places, 10 times moving. And every time Miss Heather go to different place, God is always open a work for Miss Joy. When we stay in Saskatoon, there is a school there who accept her as a teacher. When we moved to Toronto, there is still school also accepted her. So God is good. The only way we can do is what? Trust the Lord. So what is one reason why some people are not be thankful, are not hard to be thankful? Because not trusting fully in God's faithfulness. Number two, who is the people? It's hard for them to be thankful. They are proud and arrogant. They are think of themselves. They are, oh, I don't need God. I'm okay. I have a good job. I have a good employer. I have my business. So they are not easy for them to say thank you. Remember, brethren in the Lord, everything belongs to God. Our health, you know, one of our blessing. Now, this is not bragging. For 2 years of the pandemic, 2 years, all of my brethren in Saskatoon and in Toronto, friends, they experienced COVID. But I'm not praying, no? But until now, me and Miss Joy, of course, we declare and claim we cannot experience the COVID. I cannot experience the, what we call that, the swab test. The one who will put in your nose. Praise the Lord, His protection. Of course, we are vaccinated, no? We are fully vaccinated. Vaccine 1, 2, and booster. You know, beloved in the Lord, the people who are very hard for them to be thankful is to those who people are proud and arrogant. In Proverbs, notice in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Okay? Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and in haughty spirit, or naughty spirit, before a fall. You know, if you will study the Bible, God is so angry with the proud people. You remember King Saul, the reason why the Lord replaced David, Saul, the king of David become king because of the being pride of King Saul. So arrogant. Number three, discontented, or there is no contentment. That is the people that are not very hard to be thankful. In 1 Timothy, okay. I'm not explaining, but the Bible itself will explain. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 and 10. Okay? But godliness with contentment is great gain. But we brought nothing, okay, into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. So, having food and raiment, let us therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and snare, and to manly foolish, or many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drawn men into destruction and perdition. So the people who are not content, or they are discontented, they are the one who are not, it's hard for them to be thankful. Another people, worries, to those who are full of worries, no? Lots of worries, every day they have their worries. Oh, what happened to us? Lots of worries, no? Philippians 4 verse 6, let's open our Bible, I forget that verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 8. Okay? Sometimes you memorize the verse, sometimes you forget. But let's read. Be careful, okay? For nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, what? With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there are lots of reasons why they are not thankful. And what are the things that they, because of why they are not thankful? Of course, let us review. Number one, because they are not trusting fully God's faithfulness. Number two, they are proud and arrogant. Number three, they are discontented. Number four, because of their worries. And then number six, jealousy or envious or holding on the anger of bitterness. No. Some people are, if you have a good car, some people are jealous or envious. That is the one of the reason why they are not thankful or being thankful to God. Okay, in the positive side, thankfulness is one of the ways to measure your spiritual health. Could you imagine that? If we learn how to be thankful, it is the measure of our spiritual health. It's like blood pressure. If you have a high blood, when you get a blood pressure, before, in the U.S., I want to share to you, when we stay in the U.S. from June until August, my blood sugar goes up to 475. And my blood pressure is 200 over 150. And the doctor there in the U.S., in the CB mini clinic, when we go to there for checkup, they advise me to go to emergency surgery. And because we have no insurance in the U.S., just to check you, $150. And they want me to bring in the emergency hospital in Florida, Orlando, because we are there with Miss Joy, because I'm presenting Jewish evangelism or world mission. Could you imagine my blood sugar goes to 475? And the level of that is deadly. Anytime, God will take me home. And that's why August 12th, sir, one of our pastor there, our friend, supposedly I have a meeting in Kentucky or what's that place in Kentucky, USA, but we postponed that. He called the pastor that I cannot able to go to their church. So our pastor there, friend, he got me a ticket. August 12th, so we come back here in Canada, August 12th. From the airport, we proceed to our doctor. And when my doctor get my blood, my doctor said, "Oh, my goodness, your blood sugar is very high." So he give me medicine, and there is an advice. The advice that's very hard to accept. No rice, no sugar, no chocolates, no ice cream, no cakes, no sweet, no snacks. Actually, tonight, at this afternoon in KFC, that's my first time drink soft drinks again. For three months, I no rice, brother. 3 months until now, I have no rice. Just eat whole wheat bread. And it's like a deer. Vegetable is like a deer. Now, sir, pastor, I have 109 blood sugar. From 475 to 109.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. It takes discipline. That's why every time I saw people eating rice, oh my goodness. Yeah. I need to be focused, I need to be firm, I need to be disciplined, and every day, 30 minutes walk. Every day. I love ice cream. In our rep, There is always ice cream. Now, no ice cream. Every time I go in the birthday party, there is a cake. Oh my goodness, I like to eat cake, but now, Miss Heather, make a cake. I cannot eat. But maybe small only. You know, beloved in the Lord, our body is the temple of God. And I always pray, Lord, please protect my body. But if we are disobedient, eating not good, so we disobey the Lord. So could you imagine? That's why my slogan, Pastor, life with Christ, but life without rice.
Okay? I will eat your cake for you.
So, how to be thankful, no? Thankfulness is one of the ways to measure our spiritual health. If you are not thankful, you have a problem for your spiritual health. Okay? So, how to be thankful? Of course, there are lots of things we need to be thankful. Of course, number one, we need to be thankful for our salvation. Praise the Lord. We are saved. Amen? We are talking, preacher, while we are driving, is there still snow in heaven? I asked him. He said, I don't know. Because we are still here. And my question, I answer also my question, maybe there is a perfect weather in heaven because that is a perfect place. So, second, we need to be thankful for the scripture. This is the word of God. This is our food for our spiritual. Could you imagine? There is no fellowship like this if there is word of God. What the reason why we need to fellowship? But praise the Lord, Brother John is eager to have also like this. Even though there is no light in the church, so no postponement. Sister Mel called me, Pastor, I want to invite you in birthday. As I told her, no, there is a service. Okay, after. But if there's a cake, I cannot eat. So praise the Lord, no? If there is no scripture, what is the reason for worship? What is the reason for gathering every Sunday? So thank God for the salvation, thank God for the scripture, and of course, thank God for the church, the local church, ecclesia, called out the group of believers. You know, I really appreciate the church of Musyu Baptist Church. It's like an ant, no ruler, no leader. There is a gathering always every Sunday. This morning when I stand behind the pulpit, I saw different faces. Praise the Lord for that. And you know, Christ, God is the one who bring people in the church of Musyu Baptist Church. So praise God. Number one, we thank God for the salvation. We thank God for the scripture. We thank God, of course, for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comfort us. The Holy Spirit guide us. The Holy Spirit lead us. When we give thanks, it's align us with God's goodness and open us up to receive more from Him and free us from anxiety and worries. That's right, beloved in the Lord. If we are being thankful, we are free from worries and anxiety. Giving thanks means to bring encouragement and strength. No matter what you are going through, just give thanks. Just give thanks. Oh, thank God for the snow. Oh, thank God for everything. Thanks means to be thankful for God's grace, no? For God's goodness, for God's mercy. You know, every day, Brother John, you need the only thing we need to ask God, grace, favor, and mercy. Every day. That is always our prayers with my wife. Lord, give me favor, grace, and mercy. Every day. Only by God's mercy we consume. And it is new every morning. So, beloved in the Lord, as I close, no? Let us learn to be thankful not only every second Monday of October. Is that second Monday of October here in Canada? Second Monday of October, that's right?
So.
Yeah. In US, every second November, third of November. I wish our president in the Philippines will have a Thanksgiving month, because when former President Marcos, the father, we have Thanksgiving month in the Philippines, if you remember that. And also, in our family, we need to have also Thanksgiving family. And we need to be thankful of it. And let us teach our kids to be thankful. You know, I have 5 kids, no? I share to you. Every time I ask, when they are young like that, every time they ask, oh, Papa, I need this, I need that, I always tell to them, just pray. Just ask God. I teach them to always ask the Lord. Not me, but God. Because God is the one who will provide. And I always teach them, kids, always be thankful. Because all of us is only by God's grace. So, beloved in the Lord, I hope that every situation in our lives that will happen to us, learn to be thankful. Because the Bible said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Let us pray. O God, thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy and favor in our lives. Lord, continue to teach us to be thankful, to be grateful in everything. And thank you, Lord, for these wonderful people. Thank you, Lord, for Mustu Baptist Church. Lord, I pray that one day you will give them a full-time pastor so that they will lead them in your will and ways. Lord, as we experience now the snowstorm here in Musjo, Lord, I pray that tomorrow everything is well and everything is okay. And I pray for all our brethren in Musjo Baptist Church, continue to bless them according to your will, plan, and purpose. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus our Messiah. Amen. We have also a closing song. This is also one of our young people. That's our church in the